Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2. Verses 24 through 30. By way of introduction to this great book, Daniel, the Bible Knowledge Commentary will help us get the sense of it and the understanding of it. And here's what it says regarding the purposes of the book of Daniel. The purposes of the book of Daniel can be deduced from its contents. Number one, Daniel's personal dedication to God would have been an example to the deportees on how they should live in a heathen society. Daniel served as an outstanding example of godliness to the exiles. Number two, the book emphasizes God's sovereign authority over Gentile nations, how he establishes and deposes kings and empires to serve his purpose. It was this great truth that Nebuchadnezzar came to understand. Number three, the book gives an example of God's faithfulness to his covenant people in protecting and preserving them even though they were under divine discipline for their disobedience. God does not cast off his covenant people. He deals patiently with them to bring them to blessing. Number four, the book was also written to outline graphically the prophetic period known as the times of the Gentiles. The book of Daniel marks the course of Gentile history through that extended period in which Israel was and is being disciplined by Gentiles. Also, the consummation of God's program for the Gentiles will come to its conclusion in the coming tribulation period. The book carefully and in detail shows the effect the Gentile nations will have on Israel while she is waiting for God's covenants to her to be fulfilled under the Messiah's reign. Number 5, Daniel's book also reveals Israel's future deliverance and blessings she will enjoy in the coming millennial age. As God covenanted with Abraham, his descendants will occupy the land God promised them, even though the nation must be disciplined because of her disobedience. She will be brought to repentance, confession, and restoration. God remains faithful. He preserves his covenant people and guarantees them ultimate blessing in their covenanted kingdom on this earth. Now the word of God, the book of Daniel, verse 24 reads, "Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart." Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 24 through 30. Now here is the sense of it. The explanation by Daniel. Receiving from God the knowledge of the dream and its interpretation, Daniel went to Arioch, the king's executioner, and informed him that he was ready to interpret the king's dream, and not only interpret it, but to reveal it, to tell the king the dream that he had. Evidently, the royal court knew of the king's agitation, for Arioch took Daniel immediately at once to the king. Officer Arioch wrongly claimed credit for having found an interpreter for the king's dream. Actually, it was Daniel who went to Arioch. Arioch evidently expected to be highly rewarded for finding someone who could alleviate the king's agitation. The king inquired whether Daniel was able to tell him what he had dreamed and then to interpret it. Daniel was subjected to the same test of his veracity. The king had demanded of the wise men. They had previously said that only the gods could reveal the future to man. Now Daniel asserted that what the wise men of Babylon could not do by consorting with their false deities, Daniel was able to do because there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, mysteries. Daniel took no credit to himself. Daniel asserted at the outset that the king's dream was prophetic. What will take place in the future about things to come and what was going to happen? Nebuchadnezzar's dream covered the prophetic panorama of Gentile history from his time till the forthcoming subjugation of Gentile powers to Israel's Messiah. This time period is called the Times of the Gentiles. This dream was given to Nebuchadnezzar, the first of many Gentile rulers who would exert power by divine appointment during the times of the Gentiles. God was not revealing spiritual truth to Nebuchadnezzar, but facts concerning the political dominion that Gentiles would exercise. Everything in the dream would be readily understandable to Nebuchadnezzar. Again, Daniel humbly affirmed that the mystery was not revealed to him because he was wiser than others. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven to be with God forever when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the heart left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six